Blog Talk Radio.
Another Stevie Anderson radio show. I hope all is well. It's that time of the year, at the end of the year. And hope you guys are having a great evening on Tuesday, December 18th. This, these times right now, holidays, very, very busy. So much to do. Busy, traffic everywhere, the whole nine. Just really, really busy. The music that you're hearing is Shawnee Morelle Holtz. She is very, very talented. Make sure you guys look up on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. And also, too, she's open for bookings. It can be from weddings to any type of events that you guys may have, birthday parties. She's available. Also, you get a chance, go to steviehelps.me. I've been taking the CBD Pure oil, and I did a video before on it, and it actually tastes like an olive oil taste, more or less, it's one taste, it's not a bad taste, it's a good taste, and about, you look at about 15 minutes, it kind of dissolves in your mouth, and you put it on your tongue. It's a liquid form, but it has like a bottle with a squirt in it. So what happens is you're looking at about less than 10 to 15 minutes. You're going to still feel very, 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 very relaxed. Also, too, it's legal. It doesn't show up in your bloodstream. Very, very helpful for you know, a lot of pain. A lot of guys, I know for me playing sports, it's been tough over the years getting a lot of sleep. I can sleep. My sleeping has definitely improved. Arthritis, headaches. It's fantastic. Fantastic. Can't beat it. Can't beat it. Also, too, we're at that time again at the end of the year. It's Christmas, guys. Christmas is right around the corner. Right around the corner. And tonight I'm going to be talking about forget the importance of Christmas. You can't forget it. It's right around the corner next week, 25th. Some countries, some religions, they practice it different, I mean, date wise, but it's Christmas. It's Christmas. The meaning of Christmas, I'm going to go to Wikipedia. It says the true meaning of Christmas is a phrase that began to occur in the mid-19th century. A more secular culture resulted in a natural backlash. Christmas begun to see the secularization of the celebration day of the birth of Christ as the shift toward Santa and gifts exchanges replaced the celebration of the advent of Christ. Okay, and giving to the poor and needy without receiving anything in return. Okay? That's very important. We're going to talk about that because you look at Christmas commercials / advertisements as we want to have as much as we can for Christmas. We're forgetting the true meaning of it. And the true meaning of Christmas, in my point of view, is love. Love, love, love. You have to respect, appreciation, all those we're going to be talking about. We're forgetting that for Christmas. And yes, the gifts is one thing, but also too, it's actually have to be inside of you. It's inside of us, and we can't forget that. But what's happening, if you look at the media, every time around this time, you start seeing more and more commercials of solicitation of from jewelry, anything. I saw an advertisement the other day, a week ago. They were advertising something, $24,000, like as if it was like $5. So these are the things I'm talking about. You have to be careful not to lose and find yourself straining yourself to make it through New Year's. You know, you have to live through Christmas to get to New Year's. So be careful. Be careful what you spend and how you spend. And be careful of losing that Christmas spirit, the love of it. And that's very, very important. I'm going to give you guys a definition of Christmas. A Christian holiday that is celebrated on December 25th in honor of the birth of Jesus Christ, or the period of time that comes before and after this holiday. Say it again. It's a Christian holiday that is celebrated on December 25th in honor of the birth of Jesus Christ, or the period of time that comes before and after this holiday. Now, there are some other countries celebrate Christmas on a different day, maybe the 25th, maybe afterwards, or sometime maybe a month before. But guess what? They're celebrating it. That's the main thing. At least they're celebrating it. And speaking of celebration in other countries, I don't know if you guys knew this, but that's more than 160 countries that celebrate Christmas. 160 countries that celebrate Christmas. Mm-hmm. That's right. A few countries refer to the holiday as Family Day. Okay? Now, what did I just say a while ago? Christmas, it's in you. I mentioned on a show, I don't think it was last year, it may have been last year, that Christmas, it's in you, you have to live with it every day. And around this time, you find so many people, yeah, they're rushing to buy presents and things like that, which is a wonderful deal, and that's fantastic. I love going to Christmas shopping, and if you have it or you don't have it, find something to wrap up. Just the thought, and during this time, the thought really counts. Now, a lot of people may not see it that way, but during this time, you would say it's the temp of it, just pushing it counts. But you're looking at 160 countries celebrate Christmas. Okay? A few countries, I said again, refer to the holiday as a family day, including Angola, Uganda, Ugaria, sorry. Some countries like Jordan and Pakistan designated December 25th as official holiday only for Christmas. Okay? And like I said, you look at these countries celebrating Christmas, just the thought of it, we're forgetting to live the Christmas that God originally designed for us to do. That's the love, the appreciation, the thanksgiving we have. You know, this is what we're forgetting. There are quite a few people that's not going to make it to Christmas. They won't make it to Christmas. This could be, there's a percentage of people, it could be whomever, it could be me. No one's promised tomorrow. This could be your last Christmas. This could be your last Christmas. So you need to think about what I just said, how you have to try and live it. You have to live it. You have to be appreciative, giving, thankful, and have the love inside of you to help. You know, you have to be open-handed. Now, I know it's easier than said and done because a few years ago. What's the problem of the world today? I'm not getting off the topic here. The problem of the world today, guess what? It's people. Is that simple? For your younger listeners, if you're listening, or when you play this back and listen to it, I'm going to say it again. Check this out. The problem of the world today is other people. Ignorant, hard-headed, stubborn, won't listen. Pull our guards down and be open-minded. Think about what God has given us. Listen. Give out the love that He gave us, one another, to go, this, look, to move forward in life, to be thankful, to help when you can help. If there's a gift that you can give someone, if you have the money to do it, you do it. If you don't, guess what? That gift don't have to be necessarily, I mean, financially. Words of wisdom. These are things we have to practice. A lot of us have to practice this. You know, I have to practice it. You know, I'm not perfect. I'm a long ways from it. And you have to practice this. It's so, so crucial. And it's very, very important. These are things you have to do. We have to do this. I'm going to read you guys a Bible quote here. Okay. I'm going to go over here with your Bible quote about Matthew. Matthew 1st chapter, 21st verse. Okay. And it says, and he shall bring forth a son, okay, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, or shall he shall save his people from their sins. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'll read this again because we need all this. Y'all should be clapping your hands right now. Y'all should be on your knees praying. Even if you're not a believer, you should be praying. Pray. You should be praying anyway. But Matthew 1st chapter 21st verse. Some says virgin, but right here it says, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. Okay. For he shall save his people from their sins. You know what? You know, see, this is a problem we're forgetting about Christmas. This is like a warning. Okay, you start at the beginning of the year in January. So you start your race. You're looking at the finish line right here. It's Christmas. Did you get it right? Things are kind of using a scenario with my brothers. We talk about sports, football, especially because we all played football. And blessing, we got to the next level. Professional level, alter my brother, or my two, my both my brothers, and I use it at golf a lot of times. Is that you can't teach yourself to get better, become a professional, and everybody in the professional level that can be professional teachers, professional writers, professional speakers. I'm not a professional speaker. I got a long ways to go. I'd like to talk. We're talking to someone normal. Out on the street or for coffee, out to dinner, etc. But someone professional, a Okay, you have to work cause and effects for that. So you can't cheat to be right. Okay? You can't cheat to be right. Cheating to win is one thing, but can't cheat to be right. Okay? So that's a strong, strong Bible verse. I'm going to go to John 3:16, okay? John 3:16, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." That's powerful also. I'm going to read this again. John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, believes in him, should not perish, but he have eternal life." Okay? Some good stuff right there now. I'm going to tell you. All right. Hope, love, truth. So very important to have this time. Traveling on the road, you're going in shopping, and you're going buying a present, of course, presents, whatever. Of course, you're shopping. All right, duh, Stevie. All right, you should know that. All right, so when you're doing these things, during this time, if you have to look and see someone, you can get to them and help them out, the needy, the poor, please do so. Someone in need, different programs to help. Because you got to think about yourself riding in that vehicle that you're paying for monthly, or you paid off. You got to think about how you got there. Can't forget. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to have a call right here. Hold on 1 second. Caller, welcome to the Steve Anderson Show.
How you doing, Steve? This is Randy Himes, Baltimore Ravens.
Why you just say New York Jets, man, or Arizona Cardinals? Why you just say Baltimore Ravens?
Man,
like you trying to embarrass me on live?
We beat them twice. Yeah, I'm trying to embarrass you, man. Yeah, I'm the guest. Yeah, I'm embarrassing you.
Man, listen. For your listeners, I want you, this guy, Randy Himes, he actually was my younger brother, quarterback at Grambling, okay? Grambling State University, okay? A lot of you, don't hate on the black and gold, okay? Don't hate, listeners. Don't. Please don't do that. So, the almighty GSU. But actually, Randy, you have some music on behind you. Can you hear me? Okay. But I hear some music behind you.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
I hear you now. So, Randy was a former NFL player from the Baltimore Ravens and outstanding athlete. Randy, what are you doing right now? Where are you located right now?
I'm located in. Can you hear me? I'm located in Texas City.
So Texas, what major city is that close to?
That's in Houston, right? About 30 miles outside of Houston.
What are you doing right now? You're doing the programs and the thing. You're doing the thing with
Yes, I'm doing programs with the kids, taking kids different universities, showing them there's different things. Opposed to, you know, going from home to school, you know. All kids know today is just go from home to school, getting on video games and things like that, because they're going to be living on their own once they graduate from high school. So a lot of them, they got ideas that they want to use, and they want different universities that they want to attend. But giving them an opportunity to see what life is all about, living on their own, doing things for themselves, and not having, mom, dad, to be there for them, you know, other than maybe a phone call away, but some things they're going to have to take care of their business on their own. So that's what I'm doing with the students and student athletes.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's awesome, man. Congratulations. Keep it up. Don't stop it. That's good because you're teaching them, you're showing them the avenue. And that's what happens. See, we was blessed to have parents, and an older brother, my older brother, and his friends, who was around. We always had someone knocking us in the head and said, not just saying physical, but sometimes they may get, you know, they would get roughed up. But they keep us to tell us what to do and stay on track. And that's what we need today. And that's what you're doing. And, man, that's fantastic. That's really good. And it seemed like you really love it. And you sound like you're enthused about it. I mean, you really love it. That's really good. And it kind of goes to what do you think about this, though, this topic? Why we can't forget the importance of Christmas? What do you think about that? I mean, I don't know how your life was, or if there was some Christmas you had or you never had a struggle, but you've seen someone else that, you know, they're forgetting the true meaning of Christmas. I mean, so let me ask you a question again. Why do you think we can't forget the importance of Christmas?
Well, you know, growing up, you know, times are different now, you know, from 1980s to the 90s, 2000s, and here we are getting ready to go into a different century. But back in our time growing up, you know, we didn't know if mom and dad were struggling. All we knew was that they were, they got the things that, you know, that we talked about, you know, what we wanted for Christmas, whether it was clothes, toys, things of that nature. But we had, you know, the deal was we had each other. Family was the most important thing. We didn't get a whole lot, you know, when you look back on it. You know, some of us was able to get a lot. Some of us were able to get, you know, a few things, and some was able to get, you know, just something, you know, just something. I was just working with some kids today, and I was asking them, you know, what do they think about Christmas? You know, what do they believe in Christmas? And all of them said the same thing, you know, being around family, you know, of course, some of them said, you know, giving and things like that. And I told them all of the above were, you know, were good. And only one kid shouted out Jesus Christ. And and of course, you know, this day, you know, that day, you know, it's about Jesus Christ, because he was born, you know, on Christmas Day. So, but I just think that my opinion on it is just, you know, being around family, enjoying each other's time, you know, because Christmas, we all know it's about giving and things like that. But a lot of times we all go in debt, you know, trying to, you know, give gifts.
Right, you're
and,
right.
And
you're
things
right.
Like
you
that.
Have a lot of people. Yes. You have a lot of people going. Oh, actually, you got to be careful. You got to know how much you can and cannot spend. But go ahead. I'm not cutting y'all. Go ahead. You say a lot of people go in debt.
No,
go ahead.
Okay. I just think it's a lot of people. That's all you hear about now is people, you know, my credit is bad, or, you know, I'm trying to get this, you know, this car, this house, but I can't get it because, you know, I spent my money on Christmas, you know. You know, we so in a hurry to, you know, to do for others, when we do for others, we hurting ourselves in the long run. And not
right.
saying that we don't want to do for others, but at the end of the day, in order for us to keep doing for others, we got to take care of self first, you know, so we won't be blindsided by, you know, getting caught up in the hype, because, you know, right now everybody want things on social media, you know, because, oh, I got, you know, my son or daughter this bike, you know, or I got them this game system, or, you know, just to please the kid. But, you know, you're digging a hole for yourself. You know, I had a friend of mine, man, she was behind on her, this is, you know, this real story, this happened last month, fell behind on a car note, you know, his car got repossessed, you know, just trying to be there for her kids, trying to be there for them and wound up getting her car repossessed. You know, and it's the holidays now, you know. So, and like I said, that's when we trying to bend over backwards for our kids, and then, you know, trying to please the kids. And I don't think if we teach our kids the true meaning of Christmas, you know, the true meaning of Thanksgiving, you know, it's not about the gifts.
Right.
You know, it's all about you know, we sometimes it's about that, but honestly, it's not about that, you know, because you're going to find yourself in a hole. You know, I was telling the kids, man, I'm 39 years old, and I just think, you know, when I look back on it, you know, playing pro ball and, you know, being able to, you know, have gifts from my family and things like that, but I thought about the money that I spent. A lot of money that was spent.
Ooh-wee.
You know.
Ooh-wee. Don't scare me like that. Don't scare me. Don't scare me. I live in New York. Don't scare me.
Yeah. So.
Ooh-wee, man. Go ahead. I'm listening to you. Go ahead. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know what, though, too.
But, I mean, just in that regard, I mean, I just think I don't want us to, you know, I want everybody to be smart, you know, because we can give gifts every day. You know, we can give gifts every day. It don't just have to be Christmas.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you got birthdays, you got Christmas, you got Thanksgiving, you got so many, you got celebrating somebody else's birthday. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So we all have friends, we all have family that, you know, who we spending money on. But
so you're saying,
you know,
most people spending more time buying gifts than really appreciating Jesus Christ, thankful that he was born to fight these sins that we be facing every day, every second, pretty much, and at the same time, too, the love that we should have for one another. And that's what you're saying they're doing. And you know what, too? You can find people buying. There's a lot of people buying presents and gifts that they really don't need. I mean, you need to, you know, you're just overspending.
Don't,
so like you said,
don't need.
My dad said something in he called in the Christmas years ago, and he said, no, I think it was a year ago, I believe, but he said that he was drinking, he wrecked the car. You know, it's not funny. I can imagine my grandfather drinking and driving, but I mean, doing the country roads. It's not funny drinking and driving, people, audience. But I'm saying, my grandparents, my family is like in the deep woods, so. But still, I was wrong, but it's not with no people around. Trust me, it's way in the woods. But he wrecked the car, and no one, the next morning, my aunts and uncles on my dad's side of the family, they didn't receive any Christmas presents. They didn't get them. You know, so these are the things, like you said, but still, if you look at Rand, my mom and my dad used to make us these boxes, shoe boxes, and they put like the little nuts and fruits and stuff in the apples and stuff, things like that. And I knew it was Christmas. I could smell it. When I got that morning for Christmas, me and my brothers, you could smell it. It was Christmas. And we weren't really tripping on a whole bunch of presents, but it was just the way her preparation, some little. And now you have parents, like
your
you said.
I always remember what mom did preparing for Christmas, preparing, you know, you know, what dad did, what brothers did, you know, is always, because he was around family, you know, wasn't no gifts being passed around. It was just the preparation.
The preparation.
And that's what you remember. The preparation is what you remember. And now just imagine, if kids today, you know, even teenagers, you got some parents today, you know, who need to know about the preparation. You know, the preparation is getting the family together. That's preparation. You know, man, we used to sit around, man, and family, we used to have Bible study, on Tuesdays, and then leading up to, you know, to the holidays. It was just cookies and milk, but it was most of a family time.
Right. And you don't find it these days, and I agree with what you're saying. You don't find it these days, and like my dad, and I mentioned this before. My dad, not to mention this time, I mentioned it years ago. He said, "Don't you ever forget about Christmas. Don't lose that spirit." And you see now, you can drive, you're traveling, you can see some lights. You'd be like, "Oh man, those lights are good." You don't see some houses that be celebrating Christmas, the lights are down. You still cannot lose the spirit, because you don't have to give doesn't mean that Christmas is still not in you. Right? Are you understand that right,
bro? You see them lights. Man, here we have a It's in Texas City, man. It's at the dog track. I don't know if everybody's familiar with the dog track out here in Texas City coming towards Galveston. They use the parking lot. This is the light show. And it's sitting right off of the I-45 freeway. And what I mean to tell you is that for a whole month. What I mean to tell you, they have buses, people being parked in different cities to travel here from a bus because the traffic is so bad to see it.
Wow.
I'm talking about they use the whole parking lot of the dog track, and that parking lot is easy 30, 40 acres, easy. And I'm just guesstimating. It's a big parking lot.
Wow.
That's a big parking lot. And it's a long line of people. You're talking about the city of Houston is already growing, you know. So now this, I think this has been like the third year of it. And like you say, when you see those lights, you like, you know, buddy of mine, like, man, people, all these people come to see lights. And it's like, that is just the Christmas is still in you. It won't be
It wakes you up. It wakes you up.
Wakes you up.
You know,
and it's bright. It's bright, man. It's like you and another universe or something.
Well, you know what? I forgot the hashtag. I should have hashtag put your lights up, because when you put your lights up, you know, that shows that you're not giving up. You're not giving up. You're still fighting. And you're still fighting. You're still fighting, you know, that for Jesus. You know what he did. He's brought back here to save us for these sins, to fight our sins, because we're fighting them. We're not perfect. We're not him. And we need that. Celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ, man. And I tell you, I tell everybody, you don't have to be no minister. I'm not no minister. Way off from it. But I know one thing. I know I need somebody, and especially the man above, to watch over me every day where I go, when I'm moving, I'm traveling. Because you can't see everything. And you have so many idiots out here not paying attention. I understand what I just said. You don't think somebody else is watching over you? Think about all those times, Pro, when you traveling, you playing a high-end profession, and when you're on the road at late at night, and you could be getting stalked. Anything could be happening to you, but you always had somebody watching over you. You didn't see them, but they were there. So... And also, too, you're a preacher. And you, and guys, I like to tell you, this guy is a fantastic gentleman. He really is. Now, when I say, when we talk about people being a good person, good people, we're talking about respectful. Now, we all play sports, okay? We have the mentality, it's in our mind now, we're fighters. If we don't want nobody, we're not trying to cause no problem. We're not going to run away from it too fast, but we're going to respect you as much as we can. And that's just the way it is. We're humble, respectful. This guy's that way, and you can't beat him. You can't beat him. And you know, I'm glad you called in, man. Anything else you'd like to talk about on the? So you're saying the love. You're saying the family, and you right on, you know, you hit the nail on the head. You're right. I'm glad you called in. I have some other shows coming up pretty soon. If you get a chance to sit on Instagram or anything like that, or Facebook, you know, you're always welcome to call in. And again,
No problem.
How can they find you again now? They can find you. You have a Instagram web page.
Instagram would be Elite 160. That's the Instagram page. Elite 160.
Elite 160
is the
Elite 160.
Elite 160. And the web page is Elite 160.webs.com.
Okay. Well, hey, again, listen. Hey, have a Merry Christmas. I'm glad you called in. I know you're busy. It's a busy time of the year right now. I know you're busy. I'm glad you called in. Best of luck, especially with those kids. Celebrate your family. Enjoy it. And that's what we have to do. We have to keep it inside of us. It's inside of us the way we live it. Thanks again, and Merry Christmas. Have a good night.
Anytime, man. Anytime.
All right.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Oh, that's a good guy. Randy Himes played the Baltimore Ravens. Actually, like I said again, if you guys didn't hear it earlier, Randy was my baby brother, quarterback for a year before he ended up, my younger brother getting drafted also. Time to be moving. But like I said again, I was saying, okay, I believe I was saying earlier, we start with January. I talked about Thanksgiving, being appreciative, thankful. Okay. Sad to say it, there are some people not going to make it to Christmas. And God has a reason for all the seasons. He has a reason for everything, okay? Now, we have to really start paying attention the way we go about our ways. I'm saying, and the loving that we have for one another, family oriented, sitting down and appreciating what we have and what we need to do forward. And we can give, we give. And I was saying too also, before the caller called in, Randy Himes, Baltimore Ravens, there are some families out there that's not going to have anything for Christmas. They celebrate Christmas. They're going to have the things they want. They're not going to have it. Something's going to happen. Now, because that doesn't mean that you won't have it in the future, that you won't have it this year's Christmas. Okay? He's going to give you another year to get it right. Can we get it right next year? And then guess what? You can get a chance to have it. See? You're looking at 12 chances out the year to get it right. 12 months. All right, so we're looking at, this is it. Christmas come by next week. It's on Tuesday. Come New Year's. It's over. So we have to remember, cannot ever forget the Christmas spirit. If you haven't done it, I want you guys to go, if you can afford it now, if you can afford it, you can go get lights. You'll get a, you have to get a Christmas tree, because there are things about the Christmas trees. That's in the book. Jeremiah was just talking about it, but that's one thing. But and it's a major deal. But get the Christmas lights up. Okay. Get your Christmas lights up. Put them up. You can get Christmas lights from $5 right now in certain places. However, put your Christmas lights up. You cannot lose the Christmas spirit. You know what? If you start celebrating Christmas and you're losing the spirit, you're giving up on God. You ever thought about that? You're giving up on Jesus Christ when you stop doing that. Okay? Jesus Christ, when you do that now. Now, we know we're not perfect, so we're not living our lives like we should. None of us are. We're not 100%. We're not God. All we do is try to do the best we can. Some of us do and some of us don't. So, at least during this time, if you don't do it all during the year, at least this time of his birth, put your lights up. Christmas should be every day for us, you and I. It should be every day for you and I. I can't thank God enough for the family. I have a mom and dad raising us to wake up and Think about the kids the day before Christmas that's waiting for a present. Think about the kids that's not going to receive a present. Think about you. You as a kid, and even today, the present that you're going to get. Talking about a pair of shoes or a T-shirt that so many people will be happy. That's some people out there going to be getting. I'm talking about $100,000, $200,000 presents, some million-dollar presents. Oh, yes, that's the truth. That's no TV. That's going to happen. Okay? I'm not saying they're appreciative or not. I don't know. That's them. But I will say this. God sees it all. He knows what you can and cannot do. So, give back. It's Christ and us, Christmas. That's what it is. Again, when you travel and when you doing your things during the day, you think about what you have, what you don't have, and what you're trying to achieve. You think about this holiday. This holiday is at the end of the year. The end of the year. When you get through Christmas, the ones that do, first of all, I want you to put those lights up and celebrate Christmas. If you don't get any gifts, go out, mingle with people, have a good time, but respect it, love it, put it in your system. Put that love in your system. Put that giving in your system. It's crucial. Crucial. Okay? You know what I said? I said it's crucial because I'm going to tell you why it's crucial. Because when I say it again, we said John 3:16, it said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." It's crucial that we pay attention to this. Everything we do every day is a story to it. And Jesus Christ only knows. Now, as long as I continue to do this show, I'm going to always be having problems. Trying to get me right. Myself, Steve Anderson. God designed us. We're not perfect. I'm not the smartest person in the world. I don't know everything. As a matter of fact, the smartest person in the world don't know everything. They know what they know. They don't know everything. God designed us that way too. To listen. And what I want you guys to listen to is that pay attention to Christmas. Don't forget and lose the Christmas spirit. We'll get some lights, put them up. A wreath. I wrote the red reindeer, put them somewhere. Put them on top of your car somewhere. You need to do something. Come on now. Check this out. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. I want you guys to have a merry, merry Christmas. And I'm going to do a show next week on New Year's, for a New Year's show. I'll do it next week because, not next week, sorry, right after Christmas. Because that Tuesday following is New Year's. And that's the same. Of course, I do my show on Tuesdays. So I'm going to definitely do that. And if you guys that's what I said earlier about the treatment of Christmas is a phrase that began to appear in the mid-19th century when a shift forward, a more secular culture, resulted in a natural backlash. Christmas begun to see the civilization of the celebration, the birth of Jesus Christ, the Christ as the shift toward and gift exchange replace the celebration of the advert of Christ and gearing to the poor, giving to the poor and needy without of receiving anything in return. Giving to the poor and needy without accepting of receiving anything in return. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. We'll get back at it for New Year's. I hope you guys have had a wonderful, wonderful year. This is Christmas. Put your lights up. Celebrate Christmas. Enjoy it. Have fun with your families, your friends. You laugh and talk. Have a great time. This is, do not lose the Christmas spirit. It's not all about finances. You give what you can. You guys enjoy it. Hope you guys enjoyed the show.